everybody.
This is Charlie, and Mia's here too.
You're listening
to Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening to Matter of Fact.
Yes, and we hope that you will stay here for another hour with us.
Because it's not Matter of Fact anymore.
It's not Matter of Fact anymore. It's Charlie's show now, but there's an hour of great music coming up. A lot of vinyls coming up, which is a lot of fun because you get the nice crackling vintage sound of the vinyl, which is very, very beautiful. I'll talk a little bit. I recently just kind of figured out how the vinyl situation works, how the turntable situation works, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Charlie, for teaching. It's very... Oh. Some sound effects. Whoa, listen to this.
Yeah, that is really freaky. Yeah. That is crazy. I promise I'm gonna stop it.
But what do we have playing next, Charlie?
I didn't turn it off.
Never touched a silken knee, making baby you drove me crazy. You were so easy to me. Lay me down in Georgia pine. Whisper to me through the trees. You're the one I always dream of. You're the only one I see. Oh, slow dancer, sweet romancer, shine your light. Never see your face in sunlight. Moonlight sends you straight to me. You never got my love. You were so easy to me.
Hi, we're back. We're listening to some tunes from Twin Peaks.
We just listened to Slow Dancer. Next up, we're going to listen to Frankenstein by Amy Mann.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
We got both the record that Slow Dancer's on and this Amy Mann CD from the record store over in Ball Square.
Which, unfortunately, the business next door caught on fire, and some of the smoke got into the record store, and the record store owner was very scared that the vinyls were ruined, but they are all fine.
They just smell a little like smoke.
A little bit, but not too much. We never called and let him know that they smelled a little bit like smoke.
Hey, if you're out there in record store guy, your records are fine.
They're fine. They're in perfect condition. Just a little smoky like our house. So, Pearl, if you're listening, our housemate Pearl accidentally put in a cardboard box in the microwave to heat up their food. And it caught on fire a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And...
Alright, if you're ready, we can listen to the next song.
Go for it.
It's track 11. Actually, I gotta... Can you keep talking for a second? Because I have to put the source on.
Yeah, so the house... gladly, the house did not catch on fire, if any of you guys were wondering. Thankfully, it did not. But it still has a bit of like a camp smell. So it smells a lot like, well, what I associated it with was like a farm in Colombia, because it's always, there's always a campfire smell, but it smells nice. Like I'm not complaining.
So Mia's gone. Bye, Mia. Oh, I can hear her coming back. I don't know what we're going to listen to next. What should we listen to next?
What do you have on for next?
I'm thinking either Modest Mouse or Caro Caro Bonito. If anyone has any strong opinions on that, call in right away.
Yeah, 855-915-9636 burned into my
But memory. It has to be the next, like, 15 seconds or else I'm going to play a song.
Maybe you should play Caro Caro Bonito. Or you could play the other.
All right, I guess no one has strong opinions on that one.
I'm
talking shit about a pretty sunset, blanketing opinions that I'll probably regret soon. Changed my mind so much I can't even trust it. My mind changed me so much I can't even trust myself.
So, I keep getting sponsored Instagram posts from Mia's dad on my Instagram feed.
This is true, papito. Si sigues oyendo, if you're still listening, you come up very frequently on Charlie's feed on Instagram.
It's really
and
funny.
Stories.
I love the pictures. Mm-hmm. Everyone go to Humberto El Gato Instagram.
Yeah, Humberto el Gato. Humberto el Gato.
I'll do sponsors for you too. This one's free. You don't have to pay me. Goodness. So up next, we're gonna listen to "Running on Empty," Jackson Browne. Yeah, it's a great song. Oh, you're getting ready to play? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Running through the window, carrying a pillow, so I could lay my head down onto you. Dirty chores and an awful stench, a stomach made of sticking glue. Built between the four rooms, huddled in a dorm room, you took it out of me, and your teeth hurt more than the day before. It's time to get another job. 4 feet between a wall. We'll be right back.
we go from here? I let it all slip away. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. We're running till the dawning takes the breath out of me.
So, actually, Mia, can you turn off the air conditioner, please? Get rid of the big noise. That was Where We've Been, the title track from the album Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here by Freako. I think that's the name. It's a brand new album. It's a good album cover too. It's a picture of a cardinal. Pretty good. Pretty good. Looks like it's supposed to be a necklace of some kind on the album cover. Mia, you've got a very important message for us that you'd like to tell the people.
I do. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I feel like this is a PSA that should be ingrained into our heads at this point. Like, I feel like we should be off script.
I've got it memorized.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like at some point, I need to go off script. I think I need to memorize.
You need to freestyle ladders?
No, not freestyle. People just memorize it and be like, oh, it's time for ladders. And then I'll just go, there's something very dangerous and you're hiding in there. See? I need to learn it. Something very dangerous in your home. Okay. Well, that's the message.
Thank you.
Penny X.
Came from the pit like Isla. Now nigga chicken the tikka masala. Red so I pay for the pilot. Try to take that to the bay ball back to the collarbone. Cryo sticks, I ain't tryna be co-ed. Bitch ass nigga remind me of escargot, yeah, I feed them slug. And I ate all pay, I don't need no hug. Frankly, friendly, I don't need no dud. Real ass nigga, what they see me for? Cranking the bit, ain't no BB gun. I don't need your bitch, I don't need no pug. Don't be scared, don't see me run. Yeah, I buy a nigga, he CD4. Look at the man, I see C4. Gotta pop them pills, cause I hide the coke. Gotta wear a cargo pop for the auto. Call for a bit, bout to eat me up. Leave me stuck in the middle of the crib. I'm a solar flame, gotta heat me up. Blowin' on bad pipe like she Scotty. Don't need Scotty to beat me up. Nigga need bypass, bitch took all my hot, she ain't even read me
toes,
up.
Shaking up, reach me, blown little bitch, pushing buttons. DD, right to your city, y'all unshow me titty. That shit getting gritty, your pussy too teeny. My shit be too fat, it don't fit bikini. I fold a hoe up like some bread, it's panini. Yo, nigga a Winnie, he think that shit hard and I think that shit easy. Get busy, you cup what I cup, but don't make me my twizzy. Shit make it pop, soda fizzy. She got a dump with that trunk, Lizzie. Money be flipping and make her all busy. She finna cry when she see me, no kissy. I know it's deeper than one of you fishy. You wanna fuck with the game, but that's iffy. Bitch, I got bread, I got cake, chiffy.
Charge that light, they get rugged, risky. Nigga on the ground for the crab, let Mickey's. And by cat flow, dot sign, that where you meet me. Shoot the whole clip, ain't hefty, it's empty. Roll with tea, she pretty and poly. I pop your head, they don't pop no collar. Won't get no sleep, yeah, that my mouth get dollar, that dollar, that dollar, that dollar. Came from the pit like Isla. Now nigga chicken, the tikka masala. Red so I pay for the pilot. Try to take that to the bay ball back to the collarbone. Cryo sticks, I ain't tryna be co-ed. Bitch ass nigga remind me of escargot, yeah, I feed them slug. And I ate all pay, I don't need no hug. Frankly, friendly, I don't need no dud. Real ass nigga, what they see me for? Cracking the bit, ain't no BB gun. I don't need your bitch, I don't need no pug.
This is Spirits Up Above by Osabisa. Yeah. And I was thinking about this one, this album today. It's got a really interesting cover of like an elephant bat butterfly kind of creature.
Dragonfly.
And at my work, we were looking at some archival Ultimate Frisbee stuff today. And the elephant from the cover of this was on a frisbee from maybe like 2000 that we brought out to show them. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I just got a message from Duolingo saying that I need to do a lesson to extend my 60-day streak. If not, he's gonna get very mad at me. The Duolingo bird. Owl. It's an owl.
Alright, we should go away so you can do your Duolingo.
there on your face, a row of teeth will come to replace. I know you laughed when I left, but you really only hurt yourself. When you see your curtains move in the wind, you can bet I'm betting against you again. 'Cause I'm a man who has a wife, who has a mother, but she loved another. You're a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all. Lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips when you're running for the door in the rain. Read the metro section. Read the metro section, see my name. No, I didn't really wanna die. I only wanted to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this.
Didn't watch your exes set. I just left and thought about you. Like when your teeth graze those lips and you begin to smile. Later you took my hand. You led us to the doorway, but you let go of me once you saw your friends. And I've known you forever. At least that's what I tell Jake when I'm too drunk to walk home. When your brother's away, he suggested I write a song about the first time we met. But I can't seem to remember where or when.
Couldn't watch your exit. Instead I wrote this song about you. Thought would you show your kids if you found the time was right. You tell them where and when. You never thought I'd leave these jokes. But believe I'd leave these jokes. We were young and full of sin, and I too dumb to understand.
Oh, you were all.
So it's time to get out of here.
Yeah,
we've reached the end of another show.
It's the end.
This is Charlie.
That's crazy. And this is Mia.
You listen to Zen and the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week, hopefully less tired.
And we
and maybe with a friend.
Same place, same time, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 9 to 11.
This is true.
9 to 11 on Tuesday.
I don't know, I don't really have anything else to say.
I did Duolingo. That's all I have to say.
Wow, 60-day streak on the...
60? Ready.
Predatory gaming
60,
language app.
61 after that.
Excellent work.
Thank you. If you guys haven't seen the Duolingo BBL video on Instagram, you guys should see the video.
It's wild.
It's insane. And there's a video where Duolingo talks about kidnapping your family because you didn't do your streak. It's really scary. It's honestly very scary.
I don't know where the next people are, but if you guys are here, come on in. I'm sure listening to them will be a great show. Yeah, start it up.
I just didn't press it.
No. Yeah, we're getting out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Better. There's Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Now look here, when I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline, I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight, with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.